What's up, podcast world? I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. Today, we're going to be diving in and keeping, like I said, today we're going to be taking a deep dive into a couple of stories that I found interesting. Number one is Kim Kardashian, the convicted crypto scammer, allegedly. I mean, she did have a settlement regarding FCC and violating the law. We're going to get into all of that and the craziness regarding her entire life. Ray J threatening to kill himself, Kanye West, All Lives Matter. You know how that's going and how that's affecting the Kim Kardashian brand. But we also gonna be diving into like PayPal and their issues and the reason why there is a huge uproar right now on Twitter, online, everywhere regarding PayPal and their policies to try to rob people of their free speech and their money, according to them, also allegedly. But we gonna be diving into all of that. I just want to thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being a part. Make sure you leave a rating at the end of the show or even right now, giving us those 5 stars. They help out a lot on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast on. And yeah, we hopping straight into the show. So Kim K's business is getting her in big trouble with the law, and it's costing her millions. And she is finally paying for her crimes or her part in an alleged crypto scam that defrauded her followers. Because it's nothing like stealing from the poor to get that old Kardashian blood pumping in the morning, you know? And all this while both of her exes that made her famous are losing their goddamn minds and threatening everything she's built in their own ways. Oh, look at the consequences of my actions coming back to haunt me. Yeah, that happens. Ray J is going on Instagram threatening to unalive herself because of what her family has done to him, and her included. And Kanye's been talking about her baby mama drama, using his black card to blackmail the Kardashians, and then subsequently burning that black card, which again, cannot be good for the Kardashian brand, especially with it being so close to the Kanye West brand. Especially not when the FCC just caught you using your Instagram to pump illegitimate crypto scheme. But we'll get into all of that. First, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. Church. Make sure you hit the subscription button so you never miss another episode. Now, Kim Kardashian just got in trouble for violating the law. Not that law. This. So the business mogul and media personality Kim K just found herself in a headlock after making a post on her Instagram story about crypto back in June 2021. Now, reportedly, Kim Kardashian got paid a lump sum of $250,000 to post about a cryptocurrency called Ethereum Max. And Kim has received a lot of backlash since then, because usually when you talk people into, you know, supporting a scam, they get a little bit testy about losing their money afterwards. Now, how is this her fault? The U.S. Secretaries and Exchange Commission's chairman, Gary Gensler, stated that celebrities are meant to disclose to the public when and how much they are paid to promote investing in securities, with Kim only giving out the hashtag and failing to disclose the much-needed information that she got paid a shit ton of money to promote this crypto and didn't actually believe in the product, which is kind of what she was pitching to her followers. Now, with justice being done and the legal system doing what it's supposed to do, Kim has now agreed to pay $1.26 million in the settlement charges to the SEC. A number of celebrities have also found themselves in the same situation as Kim, but the crypto scam doesn't end. Floyd Mayweather was also caught promoting some crypto scams. DJ Khaled endorsed the couple. He may be going through some legal troubles as well. They both signed endorsement deals, which landed them in an agreement with the company Centratech, which sold cryptocurrency products. And back in 2017, both celebrities posted on Twitter about how they invested in Centratech, causing a number of interested individuals to also invest in their company with $32 million together. That is the power that these influencers, people like Kim Kardashian, have to sway public opinion and get people to invest in things that usually wouldn't. They are known for being successful, and people think that they can copy their success by copying their investments and thinking that they're getting real advice for somebody that they admire. Instead, they're just buying into a Ponzi scheme sometimes, or a lot of the times. Now, after the Centratech founders, Raymond Trapani and Robert Farkas and whoever else were arrested and charged with wire fraud and securities fraud, they were found guilty making investors seek their money back with payment of reparations. They were charged with wire fraud and securities fraud and were found guilty. But moving on back to Kim, on October 3rd, the SEC stated that Kim not only agreed to pay the settlement, but to also cooperate with ongoing investigations surrounding crypto, as well as her agreement to not advertise anything related to crypto for the next 3 years to come. So not only is she basically a snitch now, she's an informant. Kanye, your wife's an informant, but she also cannot promote anything crypto related for 3 years. Insane. Now, this is not the first time, and this is coming at the worst time for Kim Kardashian. She's been in the headlines all year after the messy divorce with Kanye West and their past marital problems and co-parenting differences spilling out all over the media, with Kanye West pulling his blackguard and telling the world that he was trying to have influence over his black kid's life, which, you know, was cool at the time, but not so much when you're dropping White Lives Matters merch. Back in early September, Kanye took to social media where he went on a rant about the Kardashian family, bringing up old text messages from Kim, as well as throwing a few punches at Adidas and Gap CEOs. Kanye went ahead to involve his ex-mother-in-law, Kris Jenner, in which he accused her of making Kim and Kylie Jenner pose for Playboy. You know, he threw that out there, which led to things escalating and him continuing to call Kim out, and with her just pleading with him to stop on social media. Then later on that same month, Ray J came out, you know, the guy who had the sex tape with her that made her super famous, and started telling the truth about the footage that was leaked in the controversy around the entire storyline. After dealing with the rumors since 2007 when the tapes leaked, Ray J finally took matters into his own hands and went to Instagram to set the record straight. And Ray J let it out the bag that the whole sex tape thing was actually not some type of leak. It was actually a deal between him, Kim Kardashian, and her manager slash mother, Kris Jenner, which is what they've been trying to say never happened, wasn't the case, didn't, a mother should never do that, wouldn't do that. They've been trying to hide this forever, and he comes out and tells the world. And maybe this would be okay if the conversation regarding the tapes didn't keep coming up. There were conversations about photos and copies of the tape, and they made a big deal about Kanye going to get the tape, but Ray J ended up coming out after everything and saying, look, he never had copies of the famous sex tape, but instead held on to the photos and text messages between him and Kim K from 2002 to 2009 and had receipts to prove that he was being set up by the Kardashian family. Again, not a good look for somebody who was being accused of crypto scamming and his baby's father is fucking losing his mind. Fast forward to September, Ray J went on live on Instagram in an attempt to clear his name from the rumors that painted him negatively. Ray J exposed not only messages between himself, Kanye, and Kim, but from their verified accounts. But he also rocked the boat when he showed signed Vivid Entertainment contract for 2007 sex tape, with Kim K's handwriting visibly being shown. Ray J proclaimed that Vivid Entertainment founder Stephen Hirsch sent him and Kim K an email stating how the sex tape did in his first month of revenue sales. Again, they have been gaslighting the world and painting this man out to be some type of villain when he did nothing wrong, and it looks like Kim Kardashian was in on the whole thing, at least according to Ray J. Now, it makes it look worse when Kris Jenner just went on TV with James Corden, to which she took a lie detector tape to prove that she had not had a role in the actual sex tape. If what Ray J is saying is true, makes them look even more evil and insane. The blame has been thrown back and forth for over a decade, and now it's heating up, and like, again, it's a bad time for her. And Kanye's not making it any better with his issues and his controversial statements, even being, you know, banned from Instagram and Twitter for a short time for his anti-Semitic statements, and then, you know, being pretty much blackballed in the black community for his anti-African-American statements or anti-black statements. But in his Tucker Carlson interview, he went on to apologize to Kim for any stress that he may cause and even gave her some credit, which is good. But again, that's Kanye on a good day. Who knows what he'll say next week? But you let us know what you think in the comments. Do you think Kim Kardashian kind of had all of this coming? Do you think that she can survive and her brand will be able to survive all of this? To be honest, I don't even think that this is making a notch or any type of damage to her brand. I think that it pretty much can survive anything, especially when you're famous for the drama. You're famous for being famous. It only just makes her more famous. I don't know, but let me think. Do you think that there can be an end to the Kim Kardashian era? Do you think the attacks from Kanye, even Ray J, and then the FCC are going to be able to stop the billionaire baddie? Or are we just going to be forced to go through, or are we just going to be forced to watch Kim Kardashian continue her merciless rise to fame? And also, I wish that while she was having a, you know, and also I get that she had to pay a settlement, but I wish that she would like have to go on her Instagram, you know, with all of these followers and actually apologize to the people that she cheated out of money. But anyway, let us know what you think in the comments. Now, this may be the most concretely controversial thing we've covered in a long time. What you will be thinking after you hear the wildly un-American and unconstitutional and what the fuck were you thinking policy that PayPal tried to implement that now has the billion-dollar company stock taking a nosedive. While they are being ripped apart on Twitter, not just by bots or trolls, you know, by actual Elon Musk, the guy who founded the company, you know, the billionaire guy with the robots and rockets, that guy, he's also taking shots at the payment processor as well, as there is a war for free speech going on online, and people are pissed as PayPal is backpedaling after being accused of literally trying to rob its customers for saying things they don't like. And yeah, we'll get to that. But first, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray. Church. Make sure you hit the subscription button so you never miss another story. Now, PayPal, the digital business co-founded by Elon Musk, has reversed a controversial policy that attempted to charge customers $2,500 for disseminating misinformation on its platform. Now, misinformation can be whatever this company decides. Imagine Walmart being able to kick in your door and take, I don't know, the food out of your refrigerator that you bought from their store because they didn't like a post that you made on Facebook. Imagine if Chase could take $1,000 out of your account because you wrote that you don't like Donald Trump or you do like Donald Trump on a Twitter post. And then imagine all of that only being regulated by some random people that weren't elected by anybody at some random corporation. Which is why PayPal had to immediately drop an apology claiming it was all confusion. But critics, on the other hand, don't seem to believe that at all and don't think that the error that was quickly fixed was an error. They think that it was on purpose and they tried to clean it up after the backlash. On Saturday, Marcus, who happens to be the ex-president of PayPal, took to Twitter to express his displeasure with the business. So this is big. This is people that literally helped build the foundation of this company. The former president of PayPal, Marcus, is a crypto enthusiast and later managed Meta's effort to create a cryptocurrency wallet. That's Facebook. And if you spend any time in crypto, you know one of the things that crypto investors and people who operate with crypto have always talked about, crypto being a solution to, is literally what PayPal is doing. The state or private company trying to marginalize virtual assets by introducing some type of central bank digital currency and or using, you know, arbitrary rules and laws to control people and what they say and or do. And PayPal's new policy.